Welcome, welcome, welcome. Donna Iona Drozda here on the Art Life Trail Ride, and I'm so glad that we're hanging out on the trail together as we open up a new moon. It's the new moon for October 2016, and we call this the Experience Moon. The Experience Moon opens the door, the gateway, to the 3 months ahead. We call these 3 months ahead fall, autumn, and we see this 90 days and on our wheel of the year, our natural wheel of the year, these 90 days represent our relationship with life. So I want to set a context for the way in which the ride can be viewed from here. And in order to put ourselves into here, this moment, it's useful when we're standing at the West Gate at the equinox point in autumn, it's useful for us to do a bit of a review. So let's look back and spend about 10 minutes looking at where we've come from and then getting a glimpse of where we're going to be going. Not that any of us know for sure. But where we've come from is from last spring, April 2016. We started our walk with the moon in April that has the keyword of clarity. And the idea was in April, when we stepped onto the new energy year, the idea was that the first 90 days, April, May, and June, the first 90 days gave us an opportunity to gain insight and experience around our relationship with ourself. And we call that first 90 days the me quadrant. And we remind ourselves that the me, M-E, is a code word for the relationship that we have with our greater self. And so we start out the year, every year on the natural wheel, with the idea of gaining insight and experience in regards to our relationship with ourself. We put our attention on ourself. And we do this in a very grown-up way. We don't do this in a selfish, narcissistic, me way. We do this in a very step back, observe, get our bearings, connect with who am I being as me at this point in time. And so it's very expansive and it's a very open kind of rebirthing 90 days at the beginning, spring of each year on the Northern Hemisphere. We keep in mind that each of our gateways, the East Gate in the spring, the South Gate in the summer, the West Gate in the fall, and the North Gate in the winter, each of these gates are opening us to 90 days of reorientation with our relationship with the art life. And so it's so exciting to remember that the art life is the life of our destiny, the life of our purpose, the life of following our North Star, the life of being in alignment with who we really came into the world to be. And we keep those gates open, each in turn, so that we can walk through the gate during the 90 days, and in each 90-day segment of the four quarters of each year, each 90 days is bringing us home in its own way to our center. So we're continuously in a relationship with our deepest, widest center, our connection to the ancestors, and our connection to the elements. The ancestors are, in our natural wheel, grandfather, sun, father, sky, grandmother, moon, and mother, earth. These are the ancestral energies that are part and parcel of every living thing on the planet, and even those things that we consider inanimate, like rocks and the earth itself. We don't necessarily think of that as alive, and yet it is rich and filled with grandfather sun, father sky, grandmother moon, and making up the whole planet of Mother Earth. So these are the ancestral energies. And each gate, the east of spring, the south of summer, the west of the fall, and the north of the winter, each of these gates opens us to 90 days of reconnecting and relating to those ancestral energies, as well as to the elemental energies that inform us, the earth, the air, the fire, and the water of life. So we're always going home. We're always coming back home. We're always returning to our center. We're always getting grounded. And as we walk through any given gate on the wheel, we get a whole fresh new opportunity to be in relationship with an aspect of our experience and our life that has fresh new meaning every single year. So when we open the East Gate in the spring, we get a brand new relationship with this is who I am, this is me, the big me, the expansive me, the co-creative me. And in April, May, and June, we use those three keywords for each month, clarity, wisdom, and illumination, so that by the time we get to the close of the spring, we have a sense of clarity around who I am, wisdom regarding a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more every year. We never get anywhere specifically done, but every year we get a little bit more clarity. Every year we get a little bit more wisdom. Every year we get a little bit more illumination. The lights go on a little bit more. It gets more exciting to be alive, and it gets more exciting to be the me, M-E, the code word for this greater sense of self, this bigger self, bigger than the little me, the scared me, is the me that's co-creative, connected to grandfather, sun, father, sky, grandmother, moon, and the earth, the mother, as well as the elemental forces that create life, the earth, the air, the fire, and the water of life. When we get to the south point on the natural wheel, summer, the gate of summer opens, and July, August, and September align us with the idea of growth and trust and love. And the key portion of that quadrant is connecting with others. So first there's the me in spring, and then in the summer there's the others. The others and the relationship with others becomes even greater every year. Our ability to expand, to generate connections, to join and unite and connect and collaborate. Every year we get better at it. We become more informed. So by the time we reach the end of summer every year and we get to the West Gate of fall, we see that we can then reflect on the 6 months that we've moved through. So we say at the West Gate, pause. Take a moment. Recognize that something wonderful has happened, even if it's been hard, even if there's been a sense of failure, even if there's been a sense of folding up and closing up shop, something has happened, and we can reflect upon it. We can go, gosh, that was difficult, or wow, that was wonderful. But without judgment, we can stand at the West Gate, and we can look at our relationship with the me and the others as it's unfolded, bringing clarity, wisdom, illumination, growth, trust, and love to the West Gate. And now as we stand at the West Gate, we look inward. We look in, we know we're going home, we're going back, we're connecting to the deeper, wider ancestral lineage of grandfather sun, father sky, grandmother moon, mother earth, and the elemental forces that have wended their way and wound their way through every living being, and even those parts of the world that we think of as inanimate, since the beginning of time. And as we stand here on the West Gate, at the West Gate, at the threshold, we look inward and we look out toward life. And so now we move from me to others, and now we're going to spend 3 months connecting to the greater field of life. It's a very exciting place to be. I'm so happy that we're here together and that we're going to be looking now into the 3 moon months ahead and the idea of experience and introspection and strength as we move our way deeper and deeper and further into home. The deep, wide sense of being rooted and grounded and in our real life, in our real purpose, in our real art life on the trail ride. The trail ride, we're blazing the trail as we go. There's no path yet. We're going to continue to make the path. We can look behind us and see where we've come from, but we can't know what's coming up ahead. That's what's so exciting about riding the trail together. We're blazing, we're pioneering, we're in it, we're doing it. And so welcome to the West Gate and welcome to the Experience Moon. I'm so glad you're here and I'm looking forward to how it all begins to show itself to us as we ride on into what looks like now the sunset, the west, the autumn, and the quieting time of the year. Donna Iona Drosta here. Thanks so much for being on the Art Life Trail Ride, blazing along with you now.